From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with a California update. The California legislature passed a state budget over the weekend, but Governor Brown has until the middle of next week to sign it and issue any line item vetoes. Katie Orr reports from Sacramento.
Governor Brown's signature is the last step in a more than six-month budget process. But he doesn't have to accept the document exactly as it is. As governor, Brown has the ability to make line item vetoes. That is, he can delete or reduce any spending item, also known as using his blue pencil. Still, Democratic Assembly Budget Chair Bob Blumenfield says he's not expecting anything drastic.
Particularly the things that we negotiated out in terms of the amounts, I don't expect that he would blue pencil those things, because there was part of a negotiated arrangement.
But University of Southern California political analyst Dan Schnur says just because the sides reached an agreement doesn't mean Brown's completely satisfied with the outcome.
It's reasonable to assume that given the disagreements with the Democratic legislative leadership that he's expressed over the last several months, that Governor Brown will use the line item veto very extensively as he goes through the budget.
Schnur says Brown can't fundamentally change the budget, but he can use his veto to trim around the edges. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.
Many California community colleges are expanding summer course offerings for the first time in several years. The change comes after a number of colleges backed away from summer sessions because of state budget cuts. Bryce Harris is chancellor of the California Community Colleges. He says schools are able to bring back some courses thanks to the passage of Proposition 30.
Now's the time for students who feel they've been shut out of our institutions to drop by the college, to go online, see what's available. I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised that the doors they found shut in the last few years have begun to be opened back again.
Say